Well, I'd like to welcome everybody today to All About Video Marketing with Kathy Sherry. My name is Heidi Richards Mooney, founder of Women in E-Commerce and publisher of We Magazine for Women, and I'll be your host today. At the end of today's program, Kathy will share a special resource, How to Get Clients with Video, so be sure to stick around for that announcement. So let me tell you a little bit about our guest. Kathy Sherry is an Emmy award-winning television producer with more than 20 years of experience at some of the most prestigious networks in the world, including CBS and NBC, working with Leslie Stahl and Bob Simon of 60 Minutes, as well as Dan Rather and Brian Williams. As a video marketing mentor, Kathy now uses her decades of experience to teach heart-centered entrepreneurs how easy it is to use the magic of video to get clients, build their lists, raise their visibility and credibility, and catapult their businesses to new heights. She is on a mission to empower these women by revealing how they can touch and transform many more lives and make more money while making a difference. A multi-passionate entrepreneur, Kathy holds a professional certificate in digital media marketing from New York University and is also a certified holistic health coach, graduated from the Institute of Integrative Nutrition, and she's a certified NLP practitioner. Today, Kathy will be sharing how to easily create professional-looking videos that attract ideal clients without spending a lot of money, even if you've never made a single video. So welcome, Kathy.
Thank you so much, Heidi. I'm so pleased to be here. It's really an honor to be able to speak with you and with your members.
Well, thank you, and I hope that at the end of this program we'll have a lot of questions, and I'm sure we will, but I'm sure you're going to have to cover quite a bit of ground. But before we get into your actual program, I was intrigued about your bio, and I'd really like to hear more about your story, how you've taken a rather interesting journey to get where you are now.
Well, you know, something I would suspect most people think that I'm doing this because of my television background. But in fact, it was my health coaching that got me into this. I'll explain why. I mean, I did have an amazing career, you know, almost 25 years as a globe-trotting network news producer. And it was just full of opportunities and wonderful experiences. I witnessed a lot of history, covered a lot of wars and conflicts. I traveled extensively overseas. Covered too many presidential elections to count. And then after I left the networks, I actually founded my own independent TV production company in Manhattan and produced programs for Bravo and MSNBC and Food Network and HGTV, among others, and National Geographic Television. But I wouldn't trade a minute of it. I really did have the experiences of a lifetime, but eventually it took a big toll on my health. And several years ago, I began a journey of healing, which led me to becoming a certified holistic health coach. And frankly, I thought I had left my TV part of my life behind me, the end of chapter, book closed. But then something happened that changed everything as I became more deeply involved in the holistic health community, which is a community I so adore, some of the most amazing, gifted, and giving people I have ever known in my life. Well, I started telling them about my TV experience, and pretty short soon enough, they started asking me over and over again if I could help them make videos. And I truly was reluctant at first. But then it was like one day a light bulb went off, and I realized that I could actually have a greater impact by helping all of these amazing people, mostly women, reach more of their potential clients who so desperately need their help. And if I were, teaching them how to use video to market themselves. And so that's how I made the switch over. And now I'm the video marketing mentor for heart-centered entrepreneurs.
Love it. Oh, it's just fascinating. And of course, I wish we had a lot of time to talk about some of your experiences in the news, because I'm sure those would be things that people would be interested in. And maybe we will someday. But let's talk about video marketing today.
Okay.
So, Kathy... Wonderful. So, Kathy, why should women entrepreneurs be using video in their marketing?
Well, I want to begin this answer by actually tossing out a few fun facts and predictions about video marketing for 2013, since we're barely into the year. One of the boldest predictions that I've heard, and this should really grab everyone's attention, this actually comes from Cisco, which predicts that soon, maybe even this year, certainly by next year, 90%, that's 90%, of all web traffic will be video-based, which to me is just mind-blowing if you think about it. So for entrepreneurs and marketers, video in 2013 is kind of what Facebook was a few years ago for us. You know, Facebook is still very important, but here's a stat to give you some perspective. In 1 minute online, there are 227,000 logins on Facebook, and 30 hours of video are uploaded to YouTube. YouTube is really a behemoth, and if you're not familiar with it and you think it's just for your kids or crazy people and sweet and funny cat videos, you really need to get to know YouTube because it is the second largest search engine in the world. It's the world's largest video sharing platform. As most people know, it is owned by Google. The statistics and the viewership just continue to, you know, blow up exponentially, you know, month after month. There are now, I think, something like 4 billion videos are viewed every day. So I think in terms of video for 2013, what we can expect is more video. I think a lot more of us are going to be using video in our businesses. I think better and higher quality videos and maybe more creative videos because the bar has been raised. The more people that get into this, I think the more competitive it becomes. I actually recently heard a video guru say that not using video is what not having a website used to be for an entrepreneur. So that's kind of testament to how much video can bring you credibility and visibility as an expert in your niche. So to get to your question specifically why women entrepreneurs should be using video, well, this is kind of where I get passionate and it's a little bit personal because I honestly believe that this is our time. Maybe it's because of the economy and so many women have started their own businesses out of necessity and out of frustration. I come from a corporate background and I thank God every day that I am my own boss. But I really believe that this is our time to shine. And for women entrepreneurs, that means it's also time to be seen and seen by hundreds, thousands, maybe even hundreds of thousands of people. And I say that because I think that there are people out there who desperately need our unique solutions to their problems. But if we ignore the power of video for reaching them, the most people in the most effective way for what I think is really the least effort, well, those people aren't going to find you. You're not going to have the opportunity to impact their lives. So that's why I say this is your time. And I'm absolutely confident that video is the vehicle that's going to get you out there, and it's going to get you out there faster than any other marketing tool. There's really no better medium than video, and for making a lasting and powerful connection with your clients and your prospects, which is really important for a lot of us, particularly heart-centered entrepreneurs. And I consider a heart-centered entrepreneur anybody whose mission and whose business revolves around trying to make the lives of other people better and happier or more prosperous. So this work we do sometimes is very personal, and video really lets people get to know you and like you and trust you much faster than any marketing copy will.
I totally agree. Although good copy can be a tremendous benefit, especially when we're using it with video, as you said.
We're hiding.
So you mentioned not using video is what not having a website used to be, and you I think you said who quoted that, but maybe I'm mistaken.
It was one of the video gurus I follow, and I can't even remember which one, to be honest.
That's okay. I like to tweet this stuff, so I'll end up probably putting anonymous or unknown. That's fine. And if I can find the quote to attribute it, I will. So what are the top three myths about making video, Kathy?
Well, I think that the top three biggest myths that keep people from getting the clients they want using video Number one is probably that it's that people think that it's really, really hard to do. Number two is they think it costs too much money and takes too much time. And number three is they think they need to have Hollywood good looks and a radio perfect voice to be successful with video. But in fact, I don't think any of those things are true. Creating video is surprisingly easy to do, particularly today because of the technology that exists. You know, you can actually make a video for next to no money in less than 30 minutes. And, you know, simple industry tricks I have for you that would help you look and feel great on camera. You would stop worrying about how, you know, oh, I don't have the perfect look. I don't have the perfect voice. I can't appear, you know, I can't possibly be on camera. Because there are simple ways to get around that, too. And here are some of the biggest challenges I think people face. They freak out about the technology. And as I just mentioned, in fact, it's never been easier. You know, if you have a smartphone with a camera or a webcam, or if you have a $2,000 camera, you can get started. Freaking out over technology is one of the biggest mistakes I see. You know, because the gear you're using really is not nearly as important as how you use it. So if you pay attention to your lighting and your framing of your shot and your audio quality and, of course, your message, coming back to what you were saying, Heidi, about the copy and the words, you can actually make a very professional-looking video with probably what you already have on hand. So in reality, you know, rather than freaking out about technology, you'd be better off focusing on your strategy. How do you want to use video? What are your marketing goals? For instance, if you're looking to build credibility as an expert in your niche, a series of short tips videos is a great way to do that. Another thing, people don't know what to say in their videos or how to structure them. And as far as I'm concerned, and this is where I come from, content really is king and it trumps everything. You know, quality is super important. But when you're starting out, it's all about consistency, strong content, and making that connection with your audience. So you want to make sure you're keeping your videos to the point and, you know, you're delivering real value in the content. And then the third thing that really seems to be a problem for people is not keeping it simple. They try to do too much too fast. And this is where they get overwhelmed and say it's too hard. In the beginning, it really is all about progress, not perfection. You'll probably hear me say that again. Don't wait until you have the perfect camera, the perfect outfit, or till you've lost 10 pounds. I hear that one a lot. And in the beginning, don't try to do anything fancy with shooting or editing or graphics. There's plenty of time to do that as you grow into it and feel comfortable with the basics.
Excellent. And I totally agree with everything you say because I was tremendously terrified about video about just over 2 years ago. And then I saw a young woman speak about it, and I thought, well, gee whiz, if she can do it, I can do it. And then I started playing around with it. And pretty soon I'm videoing everything. Everywhere I go, when I go to conferences, I bring my little I used to use the flip camera, and I would just bring that with me everywhere, and I'd interview people I thought were interesting. Sometimes they were people who were speaking, or sometimes they were just people that I met in the audience. And so I got hundreds of videos up on YouTube because of that. I've got some on other sites too. So I totally agree. So Kathy, what are some of the biggest challenges that people face when it comes to video?
Oh, well, actually, I think I just ran through those challenges. The
you
technology.
Did.
I may have leapt ahead of you.
You did. You actually answered my question already, and I said I thought she did, but I'm thinking maybe I better ask it again anyway. So thanks for being one step ahead of me. It's pretty common in my life. A lot of women are afraid to be on camera, though, so they think that people will judge them, not like them, they don't want to look or sound unprofessional, or they think that they have to lose 10 pounds before they can be on camera. Gosh, that would leave out a lot of people, I guess. What advice can you give to help erase those fears, Kathy?
Well, I'm going to give you a couple of tips here that will help you learn to love the way you perform on camera. And this first one may be the best and the most effective that I've come up with and been most effective for my clients. Always look directly into the camera lens and imagine you're speaking to just one person, maybe your favorite client or a good friend. I actually started out my career in radio as a top 40 DJ. And my biggest fan and listener was my mother. And so I always talked to her when I was on the air. And that's kind of how I learned to do that. And in later years of my network years, I taught many a new correspondent how to do that. But it makes a remarkable difference to just imagine you're speaking to one person, because it is pretty easy to get scared if you think, oh, my God, a million people are going to see this. And I love to do this. You can do a visualization before you record. See yourself as the expert, seeing your client, hearing what you have to say, and imagining that your best tips and strategies and secrets or information is going to change the life of that client or their business or whatever you're trying to help them with. When you make the video about your client and the solutions you provide and not about you, that can relieve a ton of performance pressure and calm your nerves really quickly. Now, I have one other suggestion, and this one might sound a little bit out there, a little woo-woo, but trust me, it works. If you're one of those people who just cannot stand the way you come off on camera, you have to try this. I know it works because I was one of those people not so long ago, which might be surprising, but I spent more than 20 years working in TV, but as a producer, always behind the camera, not in front of the camera. So when I started doing video marketing, I was in that same position. I was really uncomfortable with the camera in my face, and I hated the way I looked when I saw myself on video. Well, I've since come to learn that this may all be in our heads, quite literally. You know, one of the reasons we may think we don't look or sound good on camera is actually in our unconscious. So think about this. Most of the time when you're looking at yourself, it's in a mirror, right? And that's actually a reverse or mirror image of you, not your true image. And that's how your brain thinks you look. Well, the same goes with your voice, which sounds a hell of a lot different when it's coming at you from a speaker than it does when it's coming out of your mouth. But there's a way to rewire your brain, and it is ridiculously simple. Just watch and listen to your videos over and over again. You can even make a couple of like nonsense videos that you never share with anyone but yourself, and just listen to them over and over again. You trust me, the mind loves repetition, and it will soon learn that your image and voice on video is the real you. So I urge you to give it a try, and just, you know, shoot some videos and watch the heck out of them, and trust me, this really helps.
You know, I want you to know I had such a moment when you said that, because I love that piece of advice. I think probably one of the best things anybody could do is watch themselves, because it not with video, but it happened to me in the recording when I first started recording, and someone said the same thing to me: listen to your voice over and over again. Take your recorder with you, record and listen. And it made a big difference, because I just felt I sounded terrible you know, that's when we were doing a lot more teleseminars and podcasts and stuff like that. And I don't know, it works. So you're absolutely right. Thank you, Kathy. Great advice. So, Kathy, I understand you have five basic rules for shooting a professional-looking video. Are these steps that anyone can follow? And even if they've never made a video before, please share those rules with our listeners.
Yes, and this is really for anybody, and I hesitate to even call them rules, but I do. But it's if you do these five things, you will have a very good chance of producing a video that looks professional. And, you know, I use that word a lot because that's what's going to distinguish you, because you're putting out your business and your brand, and you want to look professional. You want to be an accurate representation of your brand. So here are the five. Number one is a script. Now, a lot of people resist this, but I don't know about you. I'm not one of those people who can talk succinctly about a topic for two or more minutes without a script, or at least without a very structured outline. Like some of the videos that I do for my program content are, you know, between 20 and 25 minutes long. There's no way I'm doing that without a script or an outline. I think it's especially true for a marketing video, and this goes back to what we were talking about at the very beginning, Heidi, because the whole point of doing is that you want to compel your viewers to do something, to take some action with you. And as with any other marketing copy, you want to identify the problem or the pain and tell your audience how you solve that problem. Now, a script will keep you on point, concise, and compelling. I think it's also the best way to avoid a big mistake, which is rambling on and on without a point, because there may be no bigger turnoff than that. I actually have a 7-step formula for video script writing, which is a free gift on my website. If you visit my website, so you could get an extra free gift. The second thing is, obviously, you need a camera. But when you're getting started out, and I will sound like a broken record sometimes about these things, because these are the issues that hold people up, the excuses for not doing video. You need a camera, but when you're starting out, the camera is not as important as the attention you pay to your sound and your lighting, and we're going to get to that more in a moment. So if all you have to work with is the camera on your phone or your iPad or a webcam, don't let that stop you from making videos. In fact, if you're it's really, in some cases, it's the simplest and easiest thing to do. And if you can invest in advance in a few pieces of equipment that are not too expensive, you can actually set up like a little mini studio right in your home or office. And that's something we can also talk more about later. So moving to rule number 3, which is sound. This is something you might not have considered, but the sound quality is perhaps the most important part of your video. So if you're using one of the types of cameras I just mentioned, which would be like an iPhone or an iPad or a webcam, these cameras do not have what's called an internal microphone. So that means the further away from the camera you are, the more sound, the quality of the sound degrades, and the more likely you will get an echo quality in the sound. The other thing that happens is that distance actually makes you seem more disconnected from your audience, which is the opposite of what you're trying to do. You're trying to connect. So if you don't have a microphone, an external microphone, the rule is to stay fairly close to your camera, and because you're going to be using the internal built-in mic, and make sure you're in a quiet place and there are no distracting sounds like air conditioning or fans or noisy refrigerator compressors and things like that. Now, if you do have a camera with an external microphone jack, that's great, because that's what I recommend. There are plenty of them on the market at a variety of price points, and if you're really committed to making a video a big part of your marketing strategy, it's definitely worth the investment. And you can also buy a good lavalier mic for as little as $25 on Amazon. So that's all about sound. Moving to number 4, it's lighting. This seems to be one of the biggest challenges for beginners, and I know I've had to work on it. Sometimes I still don't get it quite right. The downside of working for the networks is I traveled in huge packs of really talented technical people, and all I had, including lighting crews, and all I had to do was say, oh, yeah, that looks great, after they did all the work. So I had to learn how to do it all for myself. But the lighting is really critical. I mean, just think about it. If I can't see you, it's difficult to hear you, I'm not going to watch your video. So a couple of tips. Shooting outside can actually be tricky unless it's an overcast day. If you're shooting indoors, you want to use all the available light in the room. You may need to bring in some extra lights. And you know what's really great? Those high-powered work lights you buy at like Home Depot or Lowe's or your hardware store work really well. I could do a whole hour program on lighting, but the key thing to remember about lighting is if you're inside, avoid sitting in front of a window. You always want to be facing the light, not have it behind you. And that same is true outside. Make sure your face is lit up and I can see your eyes. I don't like dark faces and I can't see a person's eyes. That does not inspire trust. And, you know, take a few minutes and do a couple of test takes to make sure your lighting looks good before you record the real thing. And that brings us quickly to number 5, which is your background. You need to pay attention to everything that's in the frame of your shot. Try to keep it as simple and clean as possible so you're not distracting the viewer. So when you're framing your shot, look at the whole image in the screen, all the way to the edges. You only want to see what's important, and you don't want to be seeing like clutter and stacks of books or toys or things that are just going to take the eye away from what you're saying. And then also consider trying to make your setting appropriate to your content. For example, if you're going to, and this is a lot of my clients or health coaches, if you're going to demonstrate how to make a green smoothie, don't do it at your desk. Do it in a garden or in a kitchen, someplace that seems more germane to your content. And I know that's kind of obvious, but I hope you get the idea.
Well, I'm sure there are people who wouldn't consider that. They just think, oh, I can shoot a video anywhere, not really thinking about all those little details that make such a huge difference. So thank you, Kathy. So we've talked about the steps to creating the video, which is the first step. What advice do you have for marketing video?
You know, there are so many great ways to use video to attract your ideal clients. The first thing I always recommend is that you do post your video on YouTube. With its 4 billion views per day and its elite status of being the second largest search engine in the world and being owned by Google, it's definitely the place to start. Then you can embed the video on social media like Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn and Pinterest and, of course, your own website. But ultimately, you want to be driving traffic back to your website where you hopefully have an opt-in so you can start collecting people's emails and build your email list. Video is a fantastic way to build a list, and I think it's getting better all the time because there's new software coming out every day that makes it so easy and much more effective. So that's if you're interested in building a list, you do a lot of email marketing, you definitely should consider how you can marry that with video. And there are 7 great ways to use video in your marketing. There are more than 7, but these are some of the more common ones. A welcome video on your website is much more inviting to actually be able to see and hear you than to just see text, even if the copy is great. It should complement the copy that you have on your website. Video blogging is becoming increasingly popular, also very effective. I just talked to you about list building. Another thing is to, instead of a 20-page long sales page, do a sales video. Testimonials, social proof is so important. When we're marketing our programs or products and services, testimonials on video are great. You know that they're real people and not like, Tanya R. from Omaha. Another great way to use video in your marketing is to do demonstration and tutorial videos. Now, this is great for your free content, and I'm a big proponent of putting a lot of free content out there. That is the best way to build your brand and credibility. And then the last way would be video training courses, delivering all or parts of a program, if that's the kind of thing you do. Delivering that content on video. I know a lot of people, my clients, find this has made their lives much easier and it's much more efficient, particularly if there are parts of a program that you deliver that, it's parts of it are always the same. They don't change. And so instead of rebuilding the wheel every time, you send the video to the client.
Wow, you give us a lot of good ideas there. So let's talk about when it comes to video marketing, what one thing do you wish you knew when you started out that would have helped you save money and time today?
You know, it's interesting because I had a sort of reverse learning curve coming from a really highly professional background. I had to learn how to create videos by myself without a team of top-notch collaborators. So I think the most important thing I learned is that it doesn't have to be perfect and it can still look professional. You know, and you heard one of these already, but I have 2 mottos. It's all about progress, not perfection, and done is better than perfect. I'm sure there are a few perfectionists among us. I would bet money on it. And that's one of the things that holds us back in so many areas of our business. And it's really a big reason a lot of people don't do videos is because they can't get it, quote unquote, perfect. And it doesn't have to be perfect. It does need to be professional and a good reflection of you and your brand, but it doesn't have to be perfect. So I think that's kind of good advice for anybody, regardless of where they are in their video marketing right now or in their marketing period.
Yes, it is. So then if you could do anything differently today in video marketing, what would that be and why?
I think I would have invested sooner in a few pieces of basic equipment like a microphone and a light kit, because both radically improve the quality of your videos and go a long way towards achieving a professional look that's going to really, well, no pun intended, put you and your brand in its best light. There are some very, very small and expensive things you can do that make a huge difference.
And I agree. You know, I think that some people use that really because they're more afraid of doing it, so they'll use any excuse, and one of them might be, oh, well, I can't afford a good microphone, I can't afford the right lighting. And you mentioned that $20 external lavalier mic, and I think that's the one I bought. And I mean, they work fine, you know? So
work great. And, you know, it's like even the light kit I bought, which is awesome, it works fabulously, was under $200. And, you can find most of this stuff on Amazon. So it's really worth it, I think. And like I said, it's like those things are actually more important than the camera. Everybody fixates on the camera. And, yeah, you want to have a nice camera that, you know, gives you a good high-definition look. But you can get that now from a phone or a webcam.
Oh, I know. Like I said, I use the flip camera. I use my smartphone occasionally, and sometimes I'm just amazed at the quality that comes out from that. And the big issue, like you said, is the sound and the lighting. They have to be, you know, better.
Thank you. Those are awesome. I still have one. I don't use it much anymore, but it's such a travesty that they were discontinued as a part of a company takeover.
I know, right? Well, I think, you know what happens, though? Somebody will come out with a bigger and better and more expensive or whatever, and we'll all jump and buy that, because if we're tech geeks and we love all the tools, we buy them. I have so many of those gadgets in my office that are no longer used. It's just funny. Thousands of dollars worth, but at the time, they were the perfect thing for me. So, you know, we have to do that. You know, if you wait, you'll wait forever for the perfect thing.
The technology is changing so fast that, you know, you have to be prepared to keep upgrading whatever you're using.
Yeah, it's kind of like the iPad 4. iPad 3 works fine, folks. If there is an iPad 3, I don't even know.
But an iPad 3.
So, I actually have a Samsung tablet, but it's just because I needed different technology than the iPad offered, even though it's a great tool. They both are, just different. So let's talk about tools and resources. What favorite tools and resources do you use to create your videos? You know, like what kind of cameras would you recommend if we could pick something a little bit better than, say, a smartphone or a flip camera? And is there any software you use? And anything that you'd really like to share at this point, Kathy?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, over time, I've accumulated a lot of cameras and mobile devices, too, that I use, depending on the circumstances, how much time I have to do something or what the video is. I mean, if I'm doing a quick 2-minute, like, tip video, I don't have to feel like I have to put the same production values into that I would a major marketing piece, for instance. So I use my iPhone, I use my iPad, I have a fabulous Logitech webcam that also can attach to a tripod, and it's a beautiful HD picture. And you can use it just about anywhere. Plug it right into your laptop and your video's getting recorded right in your laptop. You don't even have to upload it. But I shoot my higher-end marketing and program videos with a Canon or a Panasonic camcorder, and both of them are really high quality and around $300, which is not bad. I do most of my editing on ScreenFlow, which is just for Mac, but there's also Camtasia for PC or Mac, and both Mac and PC or Windows come with free editing apps or software. It's iMovie on the Mac, which I use a lot too, and Windows Movie Maker on the PC, which is pretty easy to use. So any of those. My favorite brand new product literally is a software that just came out 2 days ago for processing, publishing, and just about anything but doing your dishes. It's really it's called Easy Video Suite. And I was using the predecessor to this product for some time, which I thought was fabulous. And Easy Video Suite is really, and I think it's revolutionizing video marketing as we speak. So it did just debut on Tuesday. I am an affiliate, so I could send you my link, Heidi, if you think your members might be interested in checking that out.
Absolutely. When I write up the synopsis of today's event with the link to the audio, I will definitely include that in there. So definitely send that to me. Is that Easy, E-A-S-Y, or Easy?
E-A-S-Y, and it is also unbelievably easy. It's amazing. It's this one piece of software is able to replace about three other, so far that I've discovered, three other softwares that I have, and it kind of does it all. It's great.
Wow, fantastic. Well, thank you for that. And you mentioned, I think you've already talked about sound and lighting. So anything else before we move to the next question?
I could go on and on and on. In fact, I'm going to put together a little black book of resources that I think offered as a new free gift on my website in the next couple of weeks, because I realized that there are really so many amazing products out there that make it so much easier to not only make your videos, but to market them and to make your marketing efforts more effective, that there are a lot of things I'd like to share. A couple off the top of my head is two out recently from a company called LeadBright, which are Lead Player and Lead Pages, which make it unbelievably easy to gather names to build your list or gather emails from directly from your videos, right on the video. Nobody has to go away to do it. And Lead Pages allows you to create landing pages of all sorts in like a snap. So those are two things that I think are great. And all of these products that I use for the most part integrate with my WordPress website. So increasingly, the major players are making sure that they all integrate, which also makes your life a lot easier.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's important, too, because so many people are moving toward WordPress and some of the easier, do-it-yourself or plug-and-play or whatever you want to call the web design programs, as opposed to, you know, fully coded $10,000, $20,000 web design anymore.
You know,
so it's really great.
You really don't need to spend huge sums of money to have a very nice-looking website now.
Oh, no, that's absolutely true. I totally agree. So then what is the number one thing, Kathy, that you would recommend our listeners do after this program today?
Well, I have a question for you. Do you have a sense, now I hear that you're using video a lot, do you have a sense of your membership? Do a lot of the members use video, or are they kind of hanging back on the sidelines? Where are they?
We have a nice mix, and I would say more don't use it than do use it. But I would say I have two or three that I know use it extensively, and I have some that I know use it occasionally. But I don't know that any other than there's two that are, you know, very adept at it. One of them does the senior market, and she teaches technology to seniors. And so she's been videoing for longer than, gosh, I've even been online. She's a huge video person. She doesn't teach video. And then she could, I'm sure. And then another one that does it, you know, on a lot of her landing pages and stuff. But most of them, I would say, probably use it infrequently, if at all.
Okay, so then this is my recommendation for them. Make a video. Just you have available right now. And if you don't have one yet, set up a YouTube channel and get your video out there to the world. And
yeah.
They might want to check out my free gift first for some tips and inspiration before they do that. But those would be my action steps.
Oh, you know, one of the things I tell people, and this might work for some of those who have been afraid to, is get someone to hold the camera for you and talk to you. And just start talking to the person, not the camera. And amazingly, you might even get a good video out of the whole thing. But at least you can see what you look like. You can start playing around with it and feeling, like you said, comfortable in front of the video when you mentioned, you know, looking at it all the time. I just think that's such a great, great piece of advice.
I think that's an excellent idea. And if it is a person who the subject of the video feels really comfortable with, that can help a lot.
Oh, yeah. Well, make sure it's someone you like and you don't care what if you mess up in front of them.
Don't bring in the neighbor who you're always jealous of.
Right. So you mentioned a little bit about a special offer. So tell us about it, Kathy.
Yes. Well, what I have is a training video. It's called Performance Essentials. It's all about overcoming any irrational fears you might have about appearing on video and how you can be your best authentic self in front of the camera. I know that's a big concern for a lot of women. They don't feel authentic. And there are ways to overcome all of these things. And I'm also including a coupon for a $100 savings on my complete home study course, How to Get Clients with Video. So I think that, Heidi, you're going to be good enough to put out some of these links, but I'll say it. It's Kathy Sherry, one word, .tv/bonus-video for immediate access. And
I think you've sent me that link, but if not, you can send it to me again. So one more time, if you'll repeat that again.
Yeah, it's Kathy Sherry, that's KathySCIERE, one word, .tv/bonus-video, and that will get you immediate access to your free gift.
Excellent. Wonderful. Because, you know, sometimes people will be listening to this and not be on the site at the time they do, so it would be good to have that accessible as well. So, great. And I'll make sure that gets put into our final script as well. So, finally, what is the best way for our listeners to connect with you, Kathy?
Well, my website is kathysherry.tv. I won't torture you with the spelling again. It is an unusual name, but it's mine, and I'm a big proponent of branding yourself. So that's the way we roll here. And also look for me on Facebook, which is facebook.com/kathy.sherry. I would love to connect with you there. And I think I gave Heidi my Twitter and LinkedIn and everything else too. So I would love to have a bunch of new friends to connect with.
And I'll definitely put that out for everybody, and I'll probably tweet it a few times. And we'll share this the resource again afterwards on social media. So I just want to say, Kathy, thank you so much for being with us today. We have a couple of minutes. I don't know if you have time for questions, but if you do, I'll be happy to open it up for the callers.
Yeah, I do. I have a few minutes for questions. That would be fine.
Okay, so if anybody does have a question, now would be a good time to ask Kathy.
Hi, this is Charlene.
Hey, Charlene. Hi. Thank you for being with us.
Well, thank you very much. Kathy, I really appreciate everything you've said. I've been looking at video and studying with different people with video for a while. Actually, I went out and bought a Sony camcorder with a tripod and a microphone. What I'm lacking is the lighting. The lighting kit is the last thing I have to do. But I appreciate your feedback on that Easy Video Suite, because I've been looking at it and I actually watched the demo and it looks fabulous and very, very easy compared to the Camtasia and slicing and splicing and all the things you have to do with that.
I mean,
so,
it's I'm really just, I've had it for less than 24 hours or a little more than 24 hours, and I've used it a lot already, and I'm just, you know, finding out all the great things it can do. It's a wonderful product. Do check it out.
Yeah, I will. Thank. And the price, I mean, you know, comparatively with Camtasia, it's similar. So
yeah.
For me, it's a no-brainer. So I do appreciate the feedback, because, you know, sometimes products look good on video and then you get them and you go, oh my gosh, what did I buy?
Exactly.
You know, being the tech junkie that Heidi referred to. yeah, I'm the seminar product junkie. So, you know, it's good to hear that the feedback from that, because it just looked so easy, this drop and drag and everything. So I really appreciate that. Thank you.
Okay. And did you want a suggestion on the lighting?
Yes, please.
Cowboy Studios. And the light kit I got, I believe, is the 2,275-watt kit. And it's around $200. I found it on Amazon. They have a lot. They have a number of other products. Cowboy
mm-hmm.
Studios is very highly regarded, and their products are good, and but their prices are pretty reasonable.
Now, is that the 3-point lighting?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome, and good luck.
Thank you.
And. Kathy, just for your information, Charlene is one of the board of advisors on at our South Florida chapter. So, Charlene, thank you for being with us today. I really appreciate your help and support.
Oh, my pleasure.
Yep.
Any other questions? Okay. Well, since we don't have any other questions, Kathy, I'd just like to say on behalf of the board of advisors and staff, thank you so much for joining us for eWednesday Chat, the audio program that empowers women to create thriving online businesses. And if this is your first time joining us, ladies and gentlemen, and you'd like to know more about our organization, please go to wecai.org. We have several resources to help you do more business on the web, including audio programs, video, and software. Be sure and sign up for our global online directory, where you can get valuable link backs to your web presence. And it's another great way to let people know about you and your business. And best of all, the listing is free. Again, this has been Heidi Richards-Mooney with Women in E-Commerce. And again, thank you, Kathy, for being with us today.
Thank you, Heidi.
I'm back. I don't know what I just did, but I hit a key. So, Kathy, again, thanks a lot.
It was really fun. It was a pleasure. I hope I can do more with you. I think I need to become a member. I love what you're doing, and I would love to be able to do more things with you.
Well, Kathy, just for your information, anybody that I interview, I usually put on our 100 Women to Watch list. So you're going to be listed there. You'll probably be listed on 100 Women in E-commerce this year, because I just think what you're doing is fabulous, and I don't believe there's any accidents. So when I come upon somebody on a website that just intrigues me, and of course being a redhead too makes a big difference. No, I'm kidding. But it does make a little difference. I'm naturally attracted to those red locks, and I said, oh, I just have to connect with this woman. So thank you for being so gracious and everything.
Okay.
I really appreciate it.
Thank you, and let's stay in touch.
You're welcome, and you too. And if for anybody who's still on the line, in 2 weeks we'll be having Terry Brock, who's the gadget guru, and he's going to be talking about the latest tech tools and gadgets to make your life easier and leverage the Internet to promote your business in 2013. So thank you, everybody, and have a great January.